Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
He moves it ahead. Oh, Skatcher nailed. Sobel came out of the penalty box.
Sobel scores! Off the faceoff, Brad Sobel has blasted one that has tied the game.
And now it's in the net. They score!
It's in!
They score!
It's in!
The Hawks win the Stanley Cup! The Hawks win the Stanley Cup!
Saw the eyes water a little bit. You were drafted 15 years ago. You've played for 11. This is what everybody dreams about. What's it like?
It's amazing. Simply amazing. You know, it's been a long career. Some guys never get this opportunity. So I know we talked about taking advantage of this opportunity, and we finally got it done.
Congratulations, Brent. Enjoy.
Thanks very much.
Dave Player back with you on 720 WGN. So as the Blackhawks convention rolls on throughout the weekend, players and coaches from the past and present give their fans many thrill-packed moments, all at their opening ceremonies, meets and greets, interviews, and so much more. And one of those Blackhawk veterans who was part of the 2010 Chicago Blackhawks Stanley Cup win and spent over 20 years playing the game with the Hawks, Islanders, Canucks, and the Kings, among others, and now can be seen during the NHL season Sunday nights on NBC5 Sports Sunday Live, and that is Brent Sobel. Hey there, Brent.
How are you doing?
I am excellent. What an exciting opening ceremony on Friday night. Makes me hungry for some hockey.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's obviously the season didn't finish off the way any of us wanted to, so it's been a long time in between games, but you know, whenever you can get all these fans in the same room and see the passion and the excitement, not only for, some of the, normal players and the original players right now, but some of us old guys like myself and, and some of others that are still around.
You know, what's funny is, it was a long time, obviously, since they played their last game. And it's funny, I find myself being a big NHL fan, but as soon as they were out, I really could not care less about any of the playoffs, the Stanley Cup. I was out. I was checked out already by that point. I was watching the Cubs. I was done.
Well, ask NBC if you call them and ask them how the ratings were. Call the NHL Network and call in Canada and check in what they were doing, because the numbers that I heard were down in the ranges of 60 to 70%
wow.
Viewing. Obviously, with Chicago has been one of the biggest markets in the last, 6 years, Stanley Cups. And you can just see around the city, basically everybody was demoralized.
Yeah.
I get friends that own restaurants and bars, the amount of money they lost, because we're just so used to them playing on to mid to the end of May and into June that it's just become, second nature.
Tradition,
to us.
Absolutely.
How amazing as a city that we can actually look at that way. But so when it did happen this year, the way it went down, it was just it's basically taking a bat upside the head to every one of these Blackhawk fans.
Well, and it's so great though that we're gathering everybody together this weekend to do this, because not many, if any, NHL teams really do this for their fans every year. And here in Chicago, it is one of the most anticipated events of the year. Regardless of what happened last season, everybody's excited.
Yeah, well, you got to give credit to obviously John McDonough. He's the one that started it with the Chicago Cubs, and as soon as he came over here, with the Blackhawks, he started it right away.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
Every year, it's just it's sold out, and it's great for fans. There's for the amount of money that they spend, they can spend all day there and see all their favorite players and pictures.
Yeah.
There's no other team in the NHL that has the accessibility as these guys do, and we'll do whatever it takes to make sure that the fans are happy. So that's just the way they've established things here with the Blackhawks, and obviously you can see how well it's ran, security wise. There's no problems. It's just a great weekend for everybody.
And it's something that they invite every, and this is something that didn't happen before John got there, obviously, with Mr. Wirtz. There, the former Mr. Wirtz, they didn't invite all these older players back to the team, and that's what makes this so special. And you were part of this team. You were almost 19 and immediately joined the Canucks, then on to the Islanders. You were traded to the Hawks in 2007, and 3 years later, you were part of this iconic team that won the Stanley Cup. those years with the team must have been quite an experience for you.
No, you know, it's, yeah, I remember back in the day, you know, you mentioned my early days. Actually, my very first NHL game was here in Chicago. And, you know, there's like 5,000 people. I'm like, oh, this is my first game, and where is everybody?
But, right.
You know, obviously, you know, Mr. Wartz had, you know, had a different idea. But, you know, obviously rest his soul. And, you know, if it wasn't for him, you know, everybody can say whatever. But if it wasn't for him and the family, we wouldn't be where we are today. Because Rocky wouldn't have the opportunity to take over the team and bring in John McDonough. And, you know, the history goes on. So, you know, you got to give him all the blessings, the fact that he's got this team to where we are and hand it down to Rocky and, you know, brought John in. So there's a long history. But from where it was to barely putting people in the seats to where we are now, it's just obviously amazing. And the whole NHL has just, you know, embraced it. And I'll be talking about the outdoor games and New York Classics and everything that goes on around this team is just absolutely amazing.
Well, and it was decades since we won the Stanley Cup. So that year and being part of that was really, you know, the first year, of course, in many that we've won the Stanley Cup since. But that first year really was special.
Yeah, you know what, and I have so many people say those same things to me. Obviously, the other two were phenomenal, but just to break that such a, you know, that streak for 49 years, and obviously for myself, the only one. So to be a part of that, to bring it back to this city where, you know, somewhere I live and I love, and, you know, see everybody and see their faces. Obviously, that parade, that very first parade, nobody knew what to expect.
Right.
Boy, did we get a rude awakening when we turned the corner and saw, you know, millions of people out there for us.
It was amazing. Absolutely amazing. Now, shortly thereafter, you were traded to clear salary cap space. Same fate as Andrew Shaw and so many others. The Hawks have been able to rebuild each time and win. How do you think they do it? I mean, what's the secret behind all this?
Well, you obviously got to give you know, Stan credit for being able to get some of these deals done. But obviously, you got to take a look at me a little bit farther. You know, I think the key component is, you know, the guy that could never talk about is Dale Talon. You know, I think Dale was able to lock up, you know, a couple of very important pieces, which is Duncan Keith and Marian Hossa. You know, they got, you know, 12 and 13 year deals. And if they didn't have those contracts, if Dale wasn't allowed to, you know, lock them up for that such low salary cap hit,
yeah,
we wouldn't be in this situation.
True.
So,
yeah,
you know, he got that set up, and obviously, you know, you have your core. That's your core. You believe in your core, and why shouldn't you? Look what they've got you right now. And then you just have to fill, you know, fill pieces, you know. I got traded, and like 7 days after I won the Stanley Cup. Are you kidding me? Come on. I didn't get 2 weeks.
I really know. It's how it goes sometimes. Exactly.
Yeah, 100%. And obviously, you know, Andrew Shaw was the last victim to it. And it's, unfortunately, we all want to stay. I never wanted to go anywhere. I know Andrew Shaw didn't want. We can go with Dustin Byfuglien. I can go on and on forever. But it's a business, and we all understand that. And that salary cap era has really changed how teams, you know, work. Because if you win Stanley Cup, you don't want to get rid of anybody. It weren't, you know, it worked this year. Why wouldn't it continue? But
exactly.
It's just, you got to take a look at management, and your scouts got to do a great job. And, you know, Stan and everybody behind the scenes, it really, you got to work countless hours to find players and get them, you know, for low cap hits, or let's take a chance on this guy, really see what he can do out there. The farm system obviously is huge.
Yep.
Drafting and developing those guys. So it's really changed the way a game of hockey is looked at and perceived from the youth on the way up.
And then, you know, we look at this coming season. Defense has been a question this past season. As a former player and defenseman, what's the key to make some of the improvements that are needed in the upcoming season?
Well, obviously, you need a little bit of depth. You know, you never just play with, you know, 5-6 defensemen. You always look at, usually to win the Stanley Cup, you need 7. Obviously, you go back a couple of years, or you had Duncan Keith, Brent Seabrook, and Hamilton just logging completely out of realistic numbers. But you've got to have 4 guys. You got to have 5 guys, because it's a long time. 82 games,
yeah,
I would say
it is.
You know, it's a marathon.
It is.
And, you know, people don't understand how hard it is mentally on the body and on the playoffs. So there's always somebody has a bad game that, you know, somebody else has got to fill in, put more minutes up, or, you know, somebody's nicked up and not playing the best, so then they got to put somebody in there. So you just got to find a way. But that's the, you know, the salary cap era of who can you get for the right price, and, you know, can we get a young guy that is going to give us enough minutes at the right time? And that was the really the downfall last year. So I know Stan tried to really address that this year. And, you know, this offseason, see what, you know, what's out there. I think Trevor Van Riemsdyk is going to be only better. It's another year into the league and, you know, a little more experience. So, you know, they've looked overseas. They've got some young guys that have played some, you know, games now and some playoff games now, which I really think you'll see the benefit of all that coming up.
What do you think about the return of Brian Campbell to that defense?
Well, obviously, you know, played with golf with him not long ago. Lives fairly close to me. You know, he... You know, his family's from here, his wife's from this area, so he wanted to come back.
He's excited, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? Obviously, he took a hometown discount, and as a fan, you'd be pretty happy and pretty thankful that he did, because, you know, he bolstered that Florida defense, and you look at a guy named, you know, Aaron Ekblad, who's going to be at one point in time one of the best defensemen. You know, Ekblad played phenomenally great with Brian. So for him to leave a young kid like that,
yeah,
who didn't want him to leave and to come home here. So, you know, it's good for Soupy, and you know, obviously for the Blackhawks fan, you know, very good. He can log a lot of minutes
true.
In a lot of different situations.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Brent, some former players transition to television or radio. You seem to really capture the camera and your viewers as you sit in on NBC5 Sports Sunday, especially during the season. How's the transition been? Are you having a good time?
Yeah, I'm having a great time, but, you know, I think I'm better with this one. Face for radio, they always tell me, but
that's me.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I've, you know, at some point in time, I knew, you know, this game was going to end, and, you know, I've got my hands in a lot of different things, but, you know, I enjoy, you know, getting on there and talking to people. I, you know, I call a spade, you know. Mm-hmm. Some people might like that. Some people, you know, don't, but that's just, you know, who I am. That's my personality, but I sure do love getting out there, and when I'm on camera there, I just look at it as I'm kind of trying to teach whoever's watching what I see. So it's a lot of fun when I get that opportunity, and, you know, hopefully continue for many years to come.
Well, have fun at the rest of the convention. We'll catch up with you on NBC5 this fall. Chicago Blackhawks veteran Brent Sopel. Thank you so much, my friend. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right, my conversation with legendary Blackhawk Tony Esposito coming up next on 720 WGN.